We're talking now with Dr. Jeff Edwards. Of course, he's the department head of the Plant and Soil Science Department, PASS, Division of Agriculture, Oklahoma State University. And you've been kind of in a unique position, Jeff, over this last year as you saw your small grain specialist leave for Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so he's been without during this much of this growing season. So I know you haven't directly kept your hand on it, but you've kind of been watching what's going on, and you've obviously helped coordinate some of the things related back to the wheat end of the industry. What's your takeaway? You know, from your years of experience as a small grain specialist, a wheat specialist, what do you think about this year? This is a unique year with all the moisture we've had.
It is. It's a unique year. I guess one of my biggest takeaways from the current situation, though, is it reaffirmed to me what a solid team of extension specialists and extension educators that we have here in Oklahoma. With that position being vacant, it's such a big role to fill. People have had to step up and fill in those gaps, and to a person, they have stepped up and been willing to do that. And it's been a challenging year. We got some wheat in early, and then it seemed like it's rare that I complain about having rainfall in Oklahoma, but you know, we got the rain, and then we just had a lot of wheat that went in late, a lot of November-planted wheat. It didn't look that good coming out of the winter. Out of dormancy was still pretty small, but this cool spring that we've had, kind of an extended spring, is really beneficial for that late planted wheat. It's come on and I think is actually going to do pretty well.
Right. Let's talk about, I know some exciting news as far as you're concerned, getting that small grain specialist position filled. You've asked someone to come work for y'all, and she is accepted. Tell me about this new hire.
Absolutely. We couldn't be happier. We were able to hire she's finishing her PhD right now, Amanda de Oliveira Silva. Amanda is a native of Brazil, but actually her first trip to the U.S. was as an intern for 6 months with Chad Godsey, our former cropping systems specialist. So she's familiar with Oklahoma. From there, she finished her degree in Brazil, got her master's at Purdue with Tony Vine in corn cropping systems there, and then is now finishing up her PhD with Dr. Romulo Lolato at Kansas State. And, of course, Dr. Lolato came through the program here at Oklahoma State, so we're really happy to have Amanda coming on board. She's a good speaker. She knows how to communicate science, which is critical in this role, and she is just a really solid plant physiologist. So we're tickled to have that background coming to Oklahoma State. I think we hit a home run.
So as she steps into this role, she'll be coming in, I know, during the summer in time to kind of walk through this 2020 crop.
She will be. Her first day is actually August 31st. So she'll be coming just as we're kicking off planting for this fall season. Probably we'll have a time to design a few research studies, get those in the ground, and that'll give her a chance to learn all of the varieties, learn our grazing system here in Oklahoma, which is a little different. So I believe by this time next year, you know, she'll be solid.
This particular position has always been a very unique position, very important, high-profile position for the department and for the Division of Agriculture, because wheat is obviously such an important crop.
Absolutely, it's a high-profile position. It's an important position, as I heard one person describe it, and I think it is a good description. It's a lot like the pitcher on a baseball team. Everyone's kind of looking to that person to see what's going to happen next and where they need to go and to kind of coordinate things. So it's a very important position for that reason. And the team that we have, again, I'll emphasize the teamwork. Our extension program works as a team, even across departments, and that's somewhat unique, and we have to bring in someone who's a true team player, and that's what we've got.
On the wheat side, the wheat improvement team obviously is just incredible.
Absolutely. The weed improvement team, it's a unique model that we have here at Oklahoma State with everyone focused on improving the varieties coming out of our program and working together truly as a team, not just in name only. Meeting regularly, talking about goals, and all working together to reach those goals. It's a unique system here to Oklahoma State, and we're certainly proud to have it.
Beyond the wheat part of the department, you've got some other exciting things going on. Obviously, for I guess got almost a year now with Dr. Seth Bird on the cotton side, and of course, cotton continues to grow and grow in the state.
That, in my opinion, that's another home run that we hit hiring Dr. Bird. To bring someone in who already has cotton experience, the way cotton acres have just exploded around the state, and the need for someone to be in all parts of the state to address the needs of those cotton producers, and Dr. Bird has done a great job of that, of being able to address those needs.
You know, it was interesting to me that he was, stationed or actually positioned in Stillwater, and kind of a recognition that we've got a lot more cotton acres beyond just southwest Oklahoma.
It is a recognition of that. But, you know, Dr. Bird is still very, very active in the Altus area with those producers down there. He's walked a lot of fields in Altus. So he has a bit of a balancing act, taking care of that core production area that we've always had and making sure that those producers, their needs are addressed, but also taking care of those expansion acres, because there's a lot of hand-holding that needs to occur when someone's growing cotton for the first time.
I guess what compared to when you first came to OSU and took the role of a wheat specialist, the mix of acres and the crops are really a lot different.
It is. We talk about in wheat production, the need to clean up some of our wheat fields, and crop rotation was the key to doing that. So our wheat acres have gone down. I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing, to have more acres rotated with crops like cotton, especially when you take a crop such as cotton that requires quite a bit of management. The overall level of management of the producer comes up, and I think it's actually going to help our wheat production in the state and the quality of wheat that we're producing when we have more acres rotated.
Thank you, Jeff. Dr. Jeff Edwards, the head of the Department of the Plant and Soil Sciences in the Division of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.